Well, you were wondering what the big upset was going to be in the first game of the NBA playoffs. First round, first game. Yeah, well, I didn't see this one coming, but it belongs to the Cleveland Cavaliers losing by 18 to the Pacers. The Cavs shoot 39%. Victor Oladipo, 32 points for a guy that was kind of a defensive guy, taking his game to a different level. And they were booing him. It was ugly. They were way down, made a little run. And then, of course, the Pacers pulled away there late. Here's what LeBron had to say after the game.
For the guys who've never been, done this before and been here before, do you worry about their confidence level? What the next four? It's a long time to sit coming off a loss when you don't play well.
I mean, the best thing to do is just, I mean, I don't know. Don't be on social media right now. I'm not, I don't know. Jason, you know me. I'm not on social media. When I watch the games, I put some music on. I don't even listen to the commentator, you know, throughout the playoffs. For me, it's an opportunity. I mean, game one, playing 44 minutes, I get to rest. I'll take the 2 days. I need the 2 days now. I didn't expect to play 44, but, you know, I get an opportunity to take the 2 days, me personally. And I hope the guys do the same thing to try to get their mind and their bodies refocused on what we need to do to win a ball game. But, you know, I've always stayed even keel with the postseason. I'm down 0-1 in the first round. I was down 3-1 in the finals. So I'm the last guy to ask about how you're going to feel the next couple of days.
Oh, that's early to start using that, man.
Yeah, but he's right.
Yeah, but that's early to start using that.
But he's right.
3-1.
He is right. Like,
if they in that predicament now? They're down 1-0.
If he pulls the panic button right now on this group that he has, and by the way, if they play the way that group that he played with,
oh, that was ugly.
They were bad. The second group was bad. The guys he played with were bad. It was ugly. Now, I don't know if the Pacers can win. I've seen the good Pacers and bad Pacers like everybody else, but their record's only a game or two off what the Cavs had in the regular season. But man, LeBron, who had a triple-double, is going to have to do more. And by the way, they got physical with him. They knocked him around. They're nobody is fearing on that Pacers team, especially a couple of guys they have. Not scared or afraid of LeBron and getting physical with him in that game. I thought that was a pretty good move by the Pacers, knocking him around a little bit.
Oh, no, that's the way to not – you can't handle LeBron, you know, because even in a game where the Cavaliers stunk, he still, like you said, had a triple-double. But you're going to beat the Cavs and a lot of NBA teams when you hold them to 29 points in two quarters.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to beat
Stevenson
a lot of teams.
Lance has his number, though.
It sure seems like it.
That's sure seems like Lance in like his you've head. Ever seen that LeBron is visibly rattled by him.
Well, Lance –
what other player gets to him like that?
First of
nobody.
All, I think he realizes Lance is missing a couple of cards. The aces might be gone in the deck.
It's like Q said in the back. Q's like, oh, man, he's a couple of screws loose. I'm like, no, there are no screws at all in there. None of them are loose. There's none there.
He can dunk on him, and LeBron can stare at him and all that stuff, like, I got you, and, you know, and all that. And he doesn't seem like he cares. Like, dude, you go to the basket, I'm an old school foul you a little bit. You ain't getting anything easy. And he just seems to be – now, I don't want to say he's in LeBron's head. I don't know if anybody's in LeBron's head. He's too damn good. But, boy, I'll tell you what, LeBron better get some help. We can all agree on this. He better find a two and a three guy to go to that can score.
He's got Kevin Love. He's got J.R. Smith.
Big trouble.
Rodney Hood.
They shot 39% from the field at home.
George Hill.
Yeah, it was bad stuff.
By the way, real quick, 56022, Kendall Toyota and Wes Kendall Toyota text line. We're just talking about LeBron and LeBron's comments just now. Two just came in. They asked him about his teammates, not him, Mr. Ego. LeBron said, I was down 3-1. Selfish much? Notice how he said, I was down 3-1 in the finals. Gave no respect to the rest of his Heat teammates. Or it wasn't the Heat team that was down 3-1. This is why the vast majority of the country hates this guy. I hope he never sniffs the finals again. He makes one comment.
Well, that's not accurate. The vast majority of people don't hate him.
Yeah. Vast majority of the country hates this guy.
I would disagree with that at this point.
I don't know. I think there's a fine line. You can like and appreciate how good a guy is, but you don't have to like him.
Yeah.
Like, man, that guy gets every call and stuff. My dad's not a fan of LeBron because he's whining and complaining about calls, but he realizes he's really good.
He's really good.
Because of dad. you understand he's really good. No, I know, Dad, he's really good. I know you like Golden State, but he goes, no, I okay. Just wanted to hear you say it before you start ripping him about whining and all the things of LeBron being LeBron in his life. Yeah, so I would think there's a lot of people out there that watch, but watch waiting for something bad to happen to him.
So you agree with that? You think more people hate LeBron still than like him?
I do.
I think there's a lot more people that respect his game, but you can still.
But dislike him.
But there's not a lot of stuff to hate right now. Like, he speaks up on social issues. He says the right things all the time now. Like, what is there to hate?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
There's people, though, like, he's left teams, things he does. He's teased teams, the way he's handled things. People never forgive and forget and hold grudges forever. And sometimes when you're really good, people just don't. Like, a lot of people don't like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Well, he's a cheater. That's a different story.
Okay. Tom Brady also makes a lot of good throws. Was he cheating in the second half against Atlanta?
I don't think so.
Or are you just going to that cheat thing? Now you sound like a real Dolphin fan.
That's
right
it.
There. Hardcore.
And I kind of
agree. He's cheated his way through 16 years and 22 Super Bowls appearances. I mean, a lot of people don't like Brady, right?
I hate him because how good he is.
He's also not likable.
Yeah, but that's the same thing with LeBron.
But that's Dolphin fan. And that's Heat fan of me. I hate LeBron for who he is because he left the Heat.
But you also know he's.
I respect their games.
He's really good.
Oh, Brady's the greatest quarterback and maybe best player ever. And the same thing can be said for LeBron, basically, except for Jordan. Jordan's better than him. I think Brady is the greatest football player we've seen and probably ever in the NFL.
Even if he cheated on those footballs,
I don't care
bit.
If he deflated, inflated, looked at practice tape. Doesn't matter. When you get on the football field and you have to actually play the game, that's what matters.
Speaking,
you
want to
poll this one on LeBron? You want to Twitter poll it?
Yeah, put it up. Yeah, go ahead. You're dying to
do
a Monday morning
LeBron?
Poll.
That's it. Nothing. No other context. And just with a picture of LeBron.
I just think there's more to just bottom line saying you hate him. Because the guy's really good. Like, nobody can. He's not that good. Like, if you say that, you're stupid.
Give some options. Hate him, but respect him. Hate him, don't respect
him.
There
you go. Put a little thought into it today there, Hollywood, instead of a bottom line. That'd be something different, by the way. Put a little thought into it. That would be real good instead of do you hate LeBron. I mean, right? There's a little more to it than just bottom line. Hate LeBron or not.
I hate LeBron, but I respect his game. That would be my answer.
Like, respect don't say I hate him. He's not very good.
No. I mean,
then you lose your sports card.
But can there also be like a D option?
He's really good.
I hate him. I hate him, but I respect his game. I still would love him on the Heat. Can I put that on there?
No, don't do that. Okay. That's over. Let him rest from the Heat. Can we
stop? You don't think there's a chance?
No.
Riley said he's sorry.
You know what? I'm getting that show for you two on the weekends right there. That's the reason you two are going to have the fantasy sports show on the weekend.
If they're paying,
Hollywood and Zach, we're going to get you that. We'll get you some money.
If they're paying,
and you
I'm
guys
playing.
Can come in. Then all the conspiracy folks out there can come in with you, and you guys can go just crazy on that stuff. Yep. Speaking of a little crazy, my boy Richie Incognito.
Oh, not a little.
I'm done. I've had it. I don't want to play anymore. Hey. See you on Monday. I'm back. Please release me from then. Third part. This is all within a couple of days. Please release me from my contract. Call my agents who I fired.
What?
Like,
Richie,
huh?
Stop it, Richie.
Like, Richie, huh?
Somebody take his phone away.
I wonder if at first when Richie was pissed, obviously, about his contract. I wonder if somebody said, hey, Richie, that's great if you want to retire. You can retire anytime you want, but you got to write a 7-figure check back to the Bills.
Yeah, I'm not retired then.
All right. Damn it.
Yeah, I'm not retired.
I mean, how do I get out? Oh, if they get rid of me, well, look at Duke. You're really good. Like, you're actually one of the best two or three left guards in football.
Yeah.
They're not getting rid of you. They're not. They want you to come back and play another year.
Correct.
It's your fault. You're really good. So, I'll tell you, it's weird, though. They asked him to take a cut and pay, it is weird to ask a guy who's really good. I know he's at the end of his career.
But don't a lot of teams do that regardless? They don't even care. They just walk up to a guy and say, we're going to have to cut your pay, you're going to have to restructure.
Zach, usually the good ones, I always say there's two guys in history, the Miami Dolphins never were asked to take a cut and pay. Jason Taylor and Dan Marino.
All right. Sounds about right.
They redid their contracts, and those guys always like their restructures. A big fat offseason
front, yeah.
Paycheck. So, but it was strange because Richie had another really, really good season. So, anyway, got all that stuff. And, of course, the Dez Bryant story coming out as well. He was released going, damn, I would have taken less money. I've got a theory on this. I played with guys the same way that two things. If your production's down and you're a pain in the ass to deal with, soon as you're not as good and you're making frontline money in the NFL and the amount of targets caught versus what are thrown to you, your numbers aren't what they used to be and you haven't been productive in a couple of years, they let you go. Mm. Then it's a cold, cold business.
Even Dez Bryant. I mean, at one point, he was a top five, top seven guy in the league.
And
wide receiver.
He's blaming guys on the team for bad-mouthing him. It sounded a lot like somebody else leaving town named T.O.
Mm. That's interesting. That's an interesting comparison.
Where you, all of a sudden, even though T.O. is a freak of nature physically, one of the four or five freak of natures ever play, I just think after a while, you wear coaches out. You wear your quarterback out. You wear other guys out who are playing other positions on offense that want the ball just as much, and they got to listen to you bitch every day. You just wear people out.
Did you already throw in the sometimes injured thing in there also?
No, he's injured. But last year he was able to stay healthy for the season, but he had been injured a couple of previous seasons. But after a while.
You start to get on people's bad side?
You just go, Dez, I know you're only 29, almost 30, but. I'm going to let you go, man. You just – good luck to you. You'll
get picked
up.
Didn't blame Jerry Jones.
No.
But he blamed everyone else.
Coaches. He blamed the captains.
Players, yeah.
He, you know, that's usually – we've seen it down here. You let somebody go, it gets –
starts the blame game. Here's Dez speaking from yesterday.
I believe that. Garrett guys, I would say that.
So you're saying Garrett guys worked against you?
I believe that. I truly believe it. I'm not here to bash anybody, but I got to keep it real. Jerry Jones, he loved me to death, and I love him too. I honestly believe in my heart. You know, this was a hard decision for him, but when it's five or six guys at a table against one guy, you got to do it. I'm going to be able to come in and work and be happy. I'm going to be able to enjoy it, you know, because I already got a feeling that this person don't like me, and this person don't like me. I honestly don't know why. I guess because I am who I am. It's never personal. I want to win. These fans want us to win. We take this heat. That's all I care about is winning. All I care about is football.
I can tell you who one of those guys was. He never said a name. He never did give out a name of one of the coach's guys. But I know who he is.
Certain quarterback, maybe?
No.
No.
I mean, it could be. Mm. But Prescott hadn't been around long enough. But an easy one. Really easy. He's caught a zillion passes at tight end. That's an easy one.
Huh, that'd be interesting. God, that team's so different now from a couple years ago. Romo, Witten, Dez, look at that team.
Remember, T.O. was upset with the tight end the quarterback, too. They were roommates.
Jason Witten running that team?
I think Witten's got a little pull, and I think he did a little bitching. And, again, you're in that room, the guy's constantly been like, damn, we want to win, give me the ball. Like, why am I not getting it?
Yeah.
And they go, well, you got a you got 130 something targets.
No, he was
targeted. You're catching half of them.
He was targeted.
Like one out of every two ain't good, man.
Yeah.
One out of two ain't good.
50% is good shooting percentage in the NBA.
The Prescott thing's very interesting. If Dak got involved in this or not, I would be.
It
really
sounded like he was
curious.
Kind of insinuating that.
Well, he came out and said, "Hey, we're gonna miss this guy. He was great."
Well, he has to come out and do that, right?
I don't know if he's been around long enough to. They definitely didn't connect.
But if he walked into the office and said something, me and Dez are just not working. It's not going the way it was.
I know. It'd be a great one to know.
Because I think you're going to sign with Dak.
The head coach at the end of the day did not want him. We can agree on that one. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more to get to here this morning from the NBA. And, of course, the Miami Heat getting set for game two tonight. Marlins lose another series yesterday to the Pirates. Now they're playing the Yankees tonight. And I guess
Derek Jeter's no show.
Jeter's staying back here in South Florida.
That's right. Radio.com. Radio. 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 WQAM and Big Five Rum present football draft night. That is Thursday, April 26th. 10 days from now is the draft, Joe. I'm excited. It's at Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood starting at 8 p.m. Brought to you by Big Five Rum, Florida made and Cuba inspired, and by Carolina Auto Body. When your car's in tow, there's only one place to go, CarolinaAB.com. 10 days until the draft, Joe.
Well, we got 10 days, and NFL workouts start today for guys all being back.
Gronk is not reporting.
Gronk's not. Gronk still hasn't decided whether he wants to come back or not.
Same thing with Richie.
And you know what? With Gronk, you let him do
whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. Yeah.
You really need him for today, for these couple days?
No.
Like honestly?
I guess Brady still got stuff that he's doing for what other company? I guess Under Armour or something. He's got some
so he won't be there either.
He won't be there. I don't think when you're the best tight end and best quarterback, I don't think they're real worried about
no,
that.
No, I don't think so. You guys healthy? Okay, good.
We'll get you back. Let us know. I think they feel like he's coming back. But I do wonder if New England, I think they will. They'll take one of those tight ends, top four or five tight ends. They will take. They'll surprise everybody when they're thinking tackle and running back, and they'll grab one of those tight ends that they think's got a chance to be the next Gronk, so that Belichick's not going to deal with this Gronk stuff year to year. And if for some reason he feels like he's not all into it and has checked out a little bit, he'll have a backup plan.
What do you think he could get for Gronk right now in the open market from another team?
I'm not very good at that, trying to figure out. Not a first-round pick.
Yeah, because I was going to say that.
Maybe not a second-round pick either. Maybe a late second, third. Listen, he's really good if he wants to keep playing. We saw that. Last game he played in the second half was – he just decided. I do agree, though, with some of the stuff that was said by Amendola in his article, and that is that after a while – and a lot of success, and you don't feel like you're getting paid the amount of money, it just wears on you when you just get beaten down. Now, during the run, it's great. When you're in the playoffs and everybody else is at home, you got home field again throughout the playoffs, the way this thing's been going for more than a decade, it's fun. But I do think it can wear on you, and I think it wears on Gronk, being constantly told, shut up, we don't do that, that's not the Patriots' way. Mm. And even though I think Gronk's gotten away with more than any other player with Belichick. I don't even think it's close.
Performance.
Because his performance, he plays hard. You never worry about it. He's always the best tight end when he plays. It looked like he got healthy again and became, you know, you could still debate if you want to put a couple other guys in there, but he's right there at the top again.
You could put a couple other guys in the same category, but Gronk, when healthy, is still.
For blocking and everything that he does.
You talk about mismatches all the time. You always talk about, you know, find the mismatch. Gase loves to have the tight end out. Who's the biggest mismatch when healthy in the NFL? It's probably Gronk.
A lot of people think he is just because he's so big and strong. And if for some reason, even if you're tight on him and you go for the ball and you miss it, he catches it and is looking to run guys over. Yeah, he and puts you in a tough situation. So anyway, today it starts up for the Dolphins NFL workouts. I am guessing now, let me see, and Ndamukong Suh's gone. That'd have been the one. I'm guessing it's pretty much everybody's there. No more. A couple years ago, remember Mario Williams got personal stuff to take care of? Well, he apparently had personal stuff to take care of all season because he was terrible.
You got 100% attendance today?
If you're not there, you better come up with something real creative or serious in the family.
Yeah.
Because I just look at this group and star power and all that. I'm guessing they're pretty close to 100%. First of all the injured guys have been around, and most of the guys have been there. So I am guessing that it's pretty close to 100% there. When you've been talking about culture and the coaches made, and I'm guessing when he signed these guys, he explained to all of them off-season workouts, though they're not mandatory.
They're mandatory.
They're really important.
Yeah.
And we really highly recommend that if you're signing this contract, you're there.
You should be there for the first one.
So, yeah, I'm guessing it's pretty good.
Because whenever someone's not there, we always hear the personal or one of those, or the Gronk thing, or I'm not reporting because of money.
Isn't that funny? The first one he came up was Mario Williams. Was like,
and that's weird,
he was never
too.
There. Like, he always had stuff to take care of. He had a lot of issues going on in Buffalo, and he always had to wrap them up. There were personal things.
Well, Sue always did his own thing out west, right? That's what it was?
But I think that was getting old, too, because a lot he was doing his own thing on the team all year, too. And I just think if that stuff goes on too long and other guys see it, that it's like, well, why shouldn't I just be able to do the same thing?
Yeah. So he gets out to stay out west with his buddies, but, you know, his guy, I can't.
I think it started with that, and the team kind of knew about it. Hey, are you all in? Yeah, I'm all in, and all the things, and wanted to do it his own way and had some of his own people. Man, I'll tell you, the new NFL now, with guys making a lot more money than we made, a lot of guys doing, even guys in the offseason are hiring, even though they've got coaches, NFL coaches, for positions, still are hiring coaches. Like a lot of the quarterbacks in the offseason go to quarterback coaches. And I've always thought that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Not stay with the team guys, but get their own guys.
Well, I always think if you've been around the league for a while and you've been throwing, you probably got a pretty good idea how to do it. But if you're working with a guy for a month or two in the offseason, then you come back to your guy and he's telling you something a little different because everybody's got a little different style.
But even it's not like you're
it's all about the same coach. Results. But, yeah, it's just kind of weird. And guys are doing that now. We're seeing it with this whole thing with this. I know we talked about this last week with Guerrero. They're a personal trainer who apparently is getting unbelievable results.
The TB12 treatments?
Even the writer who wrote the article says, I got to admit, before I write this article, my kids both went there, had great results. That's not good for an article when the guy's getting ready to say it's tearing the team apart and there's a divide. And, oh, by the way, so I'm not a complete phony. I sent my kids there, too. Great results.
I mean, Brady is still playing, so obviously this thing's working pretty well.
Oh, that's a tough one. Boy, you talk about only Belichick. If other coaches were dealing with this, that weren't as secure as Belichick, how many guys could deal with an outside trainer setting up camp over on the side field, outside, just outside of Dolphins training camp, going, hey, I got my trainer out there. You gotta, and your players are going, dude, I'm still hurt a little bit. Hey, my guy will have that fixed in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's scary.
So you skip over your trainers who are sitting there hired by the team.
Yeah. If I'm a coach, I'm scared of that. I mean, Belichick, Gase, doesn't matter. Shula, like, I'm just like, I'm not having that.
Oh, no.
Shula
just wouldn't put, oh, no.
Yeah. No. I mean, I know but it's Brady. What do you do in that regard? Because it's your best player and maybe the greatest we've ever seen. What do?
Shula was all about, now, this old school.
What if Danny had it with Shula? What would happen then? Danny's like, I got this guy I work out with. This is my trainer guy.
Let me tell you.
Like, I'm going to the only example I could possibly use.
We got to go to break here, but we had a team doctor that everybody lost confidence in, and I'm not ripping the guy today. He's dead, so there's no reason. I'm trying to not rip people who are dead.
Okay, it's probably a good thing.
I'm trying. Passed away, but we got to a point, and this is a fact. It's not something I made up. Everybody listen, go. It's true. A lot of guys. When they had injuries, because sooner or later, you got guys going to get injured every year and need operations. We had guys starting to fly all over the country in the offseason to get operated on. And they were like, hey, and Shoes was like, come on, we got to go to the team guy, all part of the team concept, team guy. All keep everything in, you know. That was the mindset of the coach. That was like breaking team rules if you went to a doctor on the outside. And finally, the big horse went to Tahoe to see a guy by the name of Dr. Stedman, who at the time was considered the best knee doctor in the business, going back to a long, long time ago. Ski doctor, Olympic ski doctor.
Someone not happy?
Not happy. Yeah. And you know what? My story stops there because we're going to break. We got a lot more to get to. By the way, Mark Richt will join us. We had him on early this morning. We'll have him on in 9 o'clock hour for you, talking about the scrimmage. If you're wondering why we haven't hit the scrimmage, stay with us. We'll get into all that with the defense and a dominant performance and one young guy that the coach is raving about on just how good he has been throughout spring, and could be the big catch of this unbelievably, I think, going to be talented class that he's got coming in for the ones that aren't already here. Anyway, all that stuff straight ahead.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
One of the more entertaining parts of the NBA playoffs over the weekend is San Antonio, Golden State, and Greg Popovich. Pops was in rare form after the game. His team came out, did not play well against Golden State, and Golden State ends up blowing him out of the gym right from the start of the game, and he was disappointed. Here's what he had to say after. Always very entertaining.
What if I don't like this? There's too much sugar and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to promote that. I'm just teasing you. Have a sense of humor, will you? Just because you got your ass kicked tonight doesn't mean you have to have a sense of humor. Okay, what do you want? I'm so tired of this.
What went wrong for you guys tonight?
What went wrong for us?
Yeah, this afternoon. Sorry, I lost my...
They played better than we did.
Coach, you started Danny Green basically on Kevin. Did that work very well?
Did you watch the game?
Yes.
What do you think?
How do you think it worked?
It didn't
work very well. So we'll have Danny grow 4 or 5 inches by Monday night. Tell him to jump higher and move quicker. And we'll tell Kevin, don't be so good.
He just makes, no matter what you ask him.
It's so
plus,
good.
I just think you got to be on your game asking a question, and it's got to be a good one, because if it comes out generic.
I mean, Joe, listen.
Like Kevin
Danny
Durant,
Green
what
question?
What do you think? I mean, well, he's trying to think of a way, like, how do you slow down?
Coach, you started Danny Green in the game on Kevin Durant. How do you think that worked out? Well, Kevin scored a lot, and they beat us. It didn't work out good.
Right.
That's a dumb. Joe, we've been in a lot of those media scrums before. That's about as dumb as a question as you can
ask.
But
I think you get half intimidated by the time you sit down because you know what he's like. And you know no matter what, because he set the tone, like, I hate doing these things. All right, yeah. What do you have?
First he came out ripping that Gatorade bottle that was in front of him because it had too much sugar in it. It was one of those protein Gatorades with a ton of sugar. And he's like, I don't want to talk with this in front of me. I don't want to endorse this. And everyone's kind of looking at him weird. He goes, I'm joking. Everyone relax. Right. What you missed in there is that went on for like a couple minutes. And at one point, no one was saying anything. And he pointed at some guy in the back and goes, you get paid a lot of money to do this. Ask a question. Do your job. Right.
Well, he wants that on one hand, but then he loves to make these guys look bad.
Of course.
Like
the dumb question.
So is it entertaining or is it the act get old after a while?
Oh, as long as I'm not in there asking the questions getting ripped, it is very entertaining.
Right. Well, what happened tonight? Well, you saw the game.
Yeah.
Guy went for 50. What do you think?
Yeah.
Think we did? Well, why did you put? Well, who do you want me to put on him? Everybody was on him. He scored, you know. So
we're going to have Danny grow 4 inches, jump higher, play better, and tell Kevin
faster,
to play worse.
Yeah, be quicker moving.
That's a great answer.
Like, look at man, that's a mismatch.
Yeah.
What he wanted to say is, if I had Kawhi here right now, his ass would be on him, and it might be a little different, which, by the way,
that
one has not been very pretty because they keep asking me. He says, well, you have to ask Kawhi and his doctors and his trainers and stuff what's going on.
You think that relationship's done?
Like,
is there
know,
any coming back from
but
that?
But if it's done, they can have anybody on the Heat they want if I got a chance. Pops can
anyone.
pick
yes.
1, 2, 3. Pops can pick any of the guys that he'd like to work with, including any of our young guys.
I'm in with that.
Bam. Who do you like, Pops? Any guys you like if I can get Kawhi.
What kind of combo package is it going to take for Kawhi?
Whatever. But
you I'm know just me, saying, that's what I would ask him. What is
know,
it going to take?
You know how many teams are saying that? If
of
that
course.
Relationship's over, because it's frustrated. As San Antonio is right now, they ain't burning that bridge. This guy's not the end of his career.
Joe, as frustrated as San Antonio is with this guy, the Spurs got in the playoffs without him. They were good enough without him to get there.
I think they want to make sure everybody's real careful how they talk to Kawhi and the people around him that have his ear every day, because they're afraid that he comes in and goes, trade me, I ain't re-signing here.
Yep.
And then
you can't get that super max in San Antonio.
Then
though.
You scramble if he doesn't want to be there. So I don't know what the relationship is. I don't know how Coach Pops, does he wear on guys? Has he got a little of that wear? I don't know. Everybody says nice things about him. He is a successful dude. There's no question about that.
How many guys stayed around for how long there, too? Duncan, Parker, Ginobili, those guys were there forever.
To me, nobody in basketball has ever taken more guys from scratch and developed guys into really good players.
Okay, that's a good one.
Nobody.
I can.
Nobody's taken guys and made them into good. Not all great.
No, good enough.
Kawhi's the only great. Mm. The rest of those guys that he's taken and developed into guys in his system, he's got a bunch. Bunch of guys that anybody could have had that they see things. They're really good from top down.
How about these two texts real quick? 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. He's a complete ass wipe, arrogant piece of crap. That's the first one. The second one is Coach Pop is Saban with a sense of humor.
Yeah, no. He's got a sense of humor.
Passive aggressive. Mad because he lost, but he bullies the media because of that also.
Yes, he does a little of that. Yeah. And then he puts just enough entertainment in there
to make
and loosens it up.
That's
where
right.
He looks like he's mad, and then you say, oh, now he's having a little fun with this. I think after a while he realizes what he comes across, and then he throws in something. Saban can't do that. Saban just keeps going till
it's a good point.
Till he rolls out.
I don't think he gets it. I think Popovich gets it. He knows he's got to go in there and do that, and whatever it is, what it is. Saban just doesn't care to do it. I don't want to be here. I don't care about any of you. Popovich kind of gets it. I don't think Saban gets it.
I don't know, but the stuff does. It gets old after a while. It is great sound bites.
Great
sound
bites.
If you've been down there and he got you and you ask, hey, coach, you lost by 20. What can you do about such and such? Well, do you mind if I have a little bit of time to think about it before I make adjustments? We just got done with this game because that was asked. Mm. And he hit the guy with the, just finished the game 20 minutes ago and you're already asking me about next. How about giving me a little time to think about it, huh?
I still love his Danny Green Durant answer the best.
Yeah. Having grow 4 inches tonight and tomorrow.
Jump higher and tell Kevin to play worse.
Be ready to go. Yeah. No question.
That's it.
Hey, we got a lot of good stuff, though. And, of course, LeBron James, I got to be honest with you. I really enjoyed it. Couldn't. And the Cavs made a run. And you're going, here they go again. I did think that. And the Pacers held them off and pulled away. I really enjoyed that. That was very enjoying to watch.
It's always fun to watch, but that Cavs team's not good, like we said before. It's not going to win a lot of games scoring 80 points in the playoffs, especially when we score 29-2. And when the only person out there realistically looking like they're playing basketball out there is LeBron. Like, where's any of that supporting cast? Is there a supporting cast? Kevin Love's supposed to be the two guy. Did he look like it?
No, he didn't have much, and defensively they weren't very good either. And boy, but the Pacers, that'd be the big upset by far going
into
beat Cleveland, who doesn't lose with LeBron, doesn't lose game ones of the first round of the playoffs.
12-0 before yesterday.
Crazy, crazy stuff. So anyway, that happened. And so I'd ask you, is this series, because they got their split. I'm guessing the Cavs going to win the second game.
Guess.
And then we go back to Pacerland, see what happens there
in the middle
for a couple of games and play out.
It would be the biggest upset because everyone still thinks in the back of their heads that the Cavs are going to be in the finals. Didn't you think that even before the playoffs start, then more than likely?
You guys watched, a lot of folks out there watch the NBA. Yeah. If you watched all the games, and not all of them, but if you just got a taste of all of them, I think by far the most talented team is a team that the Heat are playing. Because Embiid's not with them, and we only saw the one game, but they won 17 straight.
Right?
Yeah, in the East. Yep. Just they are talented. Now, we'll see what happens. I don't expect them to go 18 of 28 from threes tonight.
I mean, if they do that again, the Heat have no shot.
Yes, they're in big trouble.
They have no shot.
Correct. If they score, yeah.
They shot 64% from three-point line. Who does that?
They were knocking them down. The Heat would make a little run, and then the next thing you know, somebody's hitting a fadeaway. They hit some fadeaway and some wide. And then they got some wide-open looks off picks, too, where guys were wide open to
shoot them. They were hot at that point.
But they got it going. Well, we got lucky because Embiid's out again tonight, not expected to play until a lot of people think he'll play later this week in Miami, so he'll
first
be back.
Game in Miami.
8 o'clock tonight. Game 2, 76ers have now won 17 straight One thing I do know, they can't give up 74 points in the second half, whoever we want to blame today. So anyway, we'll check in. We got a lot of stuff to get to when we get back here. We'll get into more about the NFL as well as a lot of news over the weekend there. The Marlins lose another series, have not won a series yet this year. Now 4-11 on the season and go to New York, and we found out Jeter's not going.
I just think it's funny.
And you know, with Jeter not going, people are going to say just what you
of
and I
course.
Said.
Of course.
Last thing he wanted is to go down there and shake hands before the game, and Stanton's down there warming up.
A little slump buster for Stanton. Jeter comes up, he hits about three home runs, four home runs in this two-game series.
Well, that's all you need to do. Two games, Jeter watch Stanton needs. Hit four home runs in two games. That would be a bad one. Anyway, we'll be back for the 9 o'clock hour right after this.